Top of the first inning, Ben Gamel just back from New York today for Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Opens the game with a hit. After him, David Buchanan deals a walk to Clint Frazier. That puts two aboard for the lethal power-hitting prospect, Aaron Judge.
Both runners grab a lead. Buchanan delivers, swung on, and shot through the middle, base hit. Gamel is being sent around from third. He's going to score. All the way to third goes Frazier. Stopping at first is Judge with an RBI single, and the Rail Riders out in front again. They lead it 1-0.
Yeah, all four games, Scranton Wilkes-Barre this series scored first. And that only the start of the rally for the Riders. Two batters later with one out, Tyler Austin brought home Frazier. 2-0 Scranton Wilkes-Barre. After him, Donovan Solano, an RBI ground out to second, brings Judge home. A 3-0 game. The third inning in the last two games alone that Scranton Wilkes-Barre has scored at least three runs in a frame. They're one of the best offenses in the entire International League, the Rail Riders, and when they score in bunches. In the top first inning, Buchanan laboring.
Runner off third, pitch is swung on, slapped down the right field line. Fair, this thing is trouble. That ball is going to dunk in. Fair. Higashioka's done it again. The run has scored. He will go to second and pull up there with the break standing. It's a two-out ribby double for Kyle Higashioka. 4-0 Rail Riders. And the momentum from a night ago continues here into this Thursday Festers evening.
Eventually, Buck gets out of it for Lehigh Valley, but 4-0 Scranton Wilkes-Barre before the Pigs even come to bat. But when they did, in the bottom of the first inning versus Kyle Haynes.
Two outs, nobody on. Williams, 282, 11 and 56. Now the pitch, swung on and hit in the air. Left field, not very deep. Frazier is going back, or is it deep, John? That thing is carrying, and it's out of here. John, I had no feeling that ball had that much zip to it, but Williams cranks one out over the left field wall, just past the pig pen. He's got 12 home runs and the Pigs are on the board.
And interestingly, it became a long drawn out 32 pitch inning for Haynes, but that in the end the only run that Lehigh Valley manages as Haynes survives. Through the first inning, this had all the making of an exciting high-scoring barn burner affair between the Pigs and the Riders. Or so we thought. Both pitchers settle in from then on and cruise along. No one scores again until the eighth inning. Darren Ruff singles home Emmanuel Burris in the bottom of the eighth after a pair of leadoff walks haunt the Riders, but the Pigs still trailing this one 4-2. Haynes for Scranton Wilkes-Barre finishes six innings, allowing just that one run back in the first inning. As for David Buchanan,
now the 2-2 pitch, swung on, hit in the air, left center field towards the gap, low on his horse, will he get there? He dives, low, makes the grab! Like Superman diving into the gap to his left, takes away a double, and Buchanan indeed has ratcheted it down for nine innings tonight. Just the fifth nine-inning job by a Pigs pitcher all time. Now can they hit for him?
Last licks to come in the bottom of the ninth inning. And the tying run comes to the plate for Lehigh Valley.
Runner leads, pitch, a swing, and a missed strike three. Sweeping breaking ball in by his shoe tops, and Ben Heller has closed it out. And the Rail Riders, after dropping the first two games of the series, win the final two. They get a series split, and they leave town back in first place in the IL North.
That's the way it was coming into this series. The Rail Riders now lead the Iron Rail Series 7-6. On the season versus the Pigs. Final score here tonight, Scranton Wilkes-Barre 4, Lehigh Valley 2.